Welcome to this podcast. Thanks very much for listening in today. I'm Dr. Fiona Anderson, Trustee and Joint Learning and Teaching Officer of the Design History Society. And today I'm really delighted to be joined by Priscilla Farias, the guest judge for this year's Design Writing Prize. Priscilla is an associate professor at the University of São Paulo School of Architecture and Urbanism, where she coordinates the graduate program in design and the Visual Design Research Lab. She is also a Brazilian National Council for Scientific and Technological Development Research Fellow. Priscilla is also the editor of the journal Info Design and a member of the editorial board of the journal Design History and the Design Journal. The focus of her research is on typography and lettering. Priscilla is one of the leading proponents of the concepts of graphic memory and typographic landscapes, and the coordinator of Tipografia Paulistana, a digital platform which is dedicated to recovering and granting public access to early Brazilian printers' typographic repertoires. As well as all of that, she has published and lectured widely and acted as a visiting scholar at the University of the Arts London, the University of Brighton, and the Università di Venezia. So good afternoon, Priscilla, or good morning as it is where you are in Brazil. I'm really interested to hear your views on design writing and also to talk about this year's Design Writing Prize. So as this year's guest judge, how do you feel the practice of writing links with your teaching practice?
Hello, Fiona, and hello to everyone. Yes, well, that's a good question, because I was trained as a designer, as you know, and I actually got to writing quite later on, because I always liked writing, but I wasn't asked to write too much during my early days in the university. So when I finally got to my master's and PhD, that's when I started practicing my writing and trying to make it better. So I guess I draw a lot from that experience. When I ask my students to, even in studio classes, I did that. I used to do that. Now maybe I don't do that much, but sometimes I ask them to write smaller essays or smaller pieces of writing, kind of explaining about their experience, because I know how hard it is for someone who comes from visual practice like myself and most of my students, who is used to communicate through images, to communicate with words. But I also think it is something important, and some of them enjoyed it a lot. So most of my week, of course, I still have studio classes for undergraduate students, but of course for graduate students and even for undergraduate students who are involved in research, I do a lot of mentoring about writing, about doing research and writing. So this writing, design writing for me, well, during my practice as a professor, as a teacher, is always linked to research, about trying to record the practices of the students. And this is something that I try to encourage them to write and to write better. So this is what I do. This is how I feel. Yeah.
Well, that's great. I mean, that shows why you're going to be such an excellent judge for this year, because we're really interested in, with the Design Writing Prize, encouraging a wide range of people from a wide range of backgrounds to contribute, including design practitioners, as well as people who are full-time involved with writing practices. So looking more specifically at design history and writing, how do you see the relationship between writing and design history?
Oh, I think it's key, right? Because, I mean, history is about writing. I mean, if history events follow up and no one writes about them, or artifacts are being produced or designed and no one notices or makes them clear or makes them appear and last during time through writing, it's like that never happens. So this is a little bit, this is one of my struggles here. And as I told before, I was trained as a designer, but I got interested in the history of design because I had a feeling that there was no history of typography or lettering in Brazil that I could tell my students, and that bothered me a lot. So this is, well, many years ago now, myself and other researchers who are interested in design and history here in Brazil started to dig on history and trying to write about what happened, try to find out people and things that happened and ideas that got there. So when I proposed the idea of graphic memory, I proposed it as a strategy for coming up with those new histories. So Because sometimes you say, if you say history, people say, oh, I have to be trained as a historian before I do that. So this is an idea that everyone has the memory or can relate to memory and to past experiences and from the point of view of design. So that's the idea. I think writing is key for design history, of course. And I encourage my students to do that.
Well, they're very lucky students because that sounds like a very inspiring reason, lots of inspiring reasons to be doing design history. And going back to talk about your own experience, but also about the Design Writing Prize, because one of the key aims of the prize is to encourage and support design writing that goes beyond the traditional format of academic essays. So could you share your thoughts on what design writing is and how it means more than just writing academic essays?
Yes, well, that's a good point, because design writing, I understand it is about writing about design, or writing about, I would say, just anything from the point of view of design, or as a designer thing. So I think this will be design writing as well, right? So of course, the usual format for that are the essays or the articles, if you want to be more scientific about that. But there is a lot of other writings, right? Like journalism, criticism, writing in blogs, or maybe, I don't know, I did a lot of writing for covers of books or smaller pieces. Some pieces that are almost like poetry or something like that. So there is a lot of styles of design writing, I would say. And that's my view. That encompasses a lot of things.
Yes, definitely. What you've said really shows the diversity that can be included within that term of design writing. It's something that we're really keen to encourage through the Design Writing Prize. Another key aspect of what we're hoping to encourage with the prize is design criticism in various forms and, you know, having responses to critical and contemporary issues in design. So I'm interested to know what you think, as our guest judge this year, what you think are the important critical and contemporary issues influencing design writing today?
I would say, well, there are a few issues that are very influential. I feel many people, or both students and colleagues, are interested in that, in approaches that relate well to geographies. So that's for one. So about what is design in other parts of the world outside Europe and North America, which is most of what we all over the world read in books that were published by, well, written by Europeans or North Americans and then translated and published in many, many places. So most of those are history wrote by men, of course, white men from a certain point of view. So isn't there anything else? So this is a question that goes, of course, to the heads of many people. And I guess there is a lot of interesting thought and writing about this. And also, of course, that includes the questions of trying to write the histories of those who are so far excluded, not only due to geography, but also race or gender or ethnicity or whatever. So one of the questions is what Europeans or Swiss or German people call design. The only thing is it because some German guy came to Brazil that design started? Well, didn't the people have any problems that they were trying to solve before that? So this kind of questions, I guess, are being, well, there's a lot of people thinking about that. And I think those are the important issues today.
Yes, very much so. And as I say, it's interesting, these are issues that you personally have contributed to writing about in a major way as well. Going back to actual submissions for the Design Writing Prize, and as I said, we're very keen on encouraging and supporting new forms of design writing, which can include a variety of forms such as essays, interviews, reviews, or editorial commentary. Taking reviews as an example, what would make a review a great piece of design writing?
Yeah, that's a good question. I was once the reviews editor for a journal. It was very funny because the editor-in-chief who invited me, she said, well, there will be someone covering Europe, another person covering North America, and you cover the rest of the world. And I said, wow, that's a lot to cover. that was a challenge, but also a good challenge, because I said, well, that's good, because then, well, I'll go around and try to, well, from my contacts, people that I knew in conferences and et cetera, I tried to invite. And that was a great experience, following up with all those reviews. So those were reviews, they were not only book reviews, but also reviews of events or, I don't know, about a documentary series. So there were reviews about different topics, which I think is something that we could think about, reviews that they don't need to be only about books. And I think when they are about books, I think another experience that enriches a review is when it covers not just one book, but departing from this specific piece of writing, which is a book, gives us, provides to the reader a window to wider questions, I don't know, that maybe are covered in other books or films or exhibitions or experiences. So I think a good review could do that if it is based on only one instance of things. Or of course, there are those review essays that are wider. So it's like literature review in a sense, where when you kind of do a survey of a specific question, or I don't know, I think I can think about some, I did that myself. I started trying to write a review about one book. I was commissioned to write about that book. And I ended up writing about Brazilian design, graphic design historiography, which is because, well, that book stimulated me to think about that in a wider sense. And also, of course, because I was in a dialogue with people elsewhere that didn't know about anything about Brazilian historiography, I thought it would be useful to enter in detail. So I guess this kind of review, when it comes from different locations, I remember I commissioned someone from Thailand to do a review of a book on typography that was published only in Thai, which is, I don't know, it's a language that few people can understand. So it was very rich to get to know about that and a little bit about the wider context of typography in Thailand, for instance, through that review. So I guess a good review can be a window to a wider experience, wider than the specific topic it is covering.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And I think that's a great way to let listeners know it's the huge potential, even from just one format, just looking at reviews, and the great potential of what you can do in terms of expanding what that format might actually be about and making it a lot more interesting and a lot more meaningful as well. Mm-hmm. So obviously we've talked solely about reviews in that context, but I'm wondering in a more general sense, what are the characteristics that you'd be looking for in the submissions for the prize? What makes an excellent piece of design writing for you as the judge this year?
Well, I think a good piece of design writing is, well, of course, it is a good piece of writing, I guess. So if it is a good piece of writing, I think it is clear. I mean, it is well organized and well structured. It's convincing. So those are general qualities of good text, I guess. But also, I think it should bring something, well, original, something unexpected, twist or some kind of flavor or something unique or special, which is, of course, a quality of any kind of text as well. So, of course, those are all qualities related to design. And so this is what I'm really curious about, what I will be able to read. I'm sure that there must be a lot of nice, intriguing or novel ideas to be submitted. And I hope I can read those. So I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Right, good. Yeah, well, we've had some fantastic entries in the past, so we're looking forward to getting some really great ones this year as well, hopefully, which will be really, really interesting to read. Is there anything else that you would like to add to encourage listeners to submit an entry or to close our discussion?
Well, I would like to encourage people who come from non-Anglophone countries maybe to be encouraged, because the judge is coming from a non-Anglophone country. So I'm a speaker of Portuguese, but I can understand Spanish and French and Italian. So I try to bring that experience also to the prize. I'm sure that there is always an international group of people who are interested in submits, but I hope this year you will keep that in mind as well. So please feel encouraged to submit.
Thank you very much, Priscilla, for your contribution today. It's been really great speaking to you. And we're so delighted to have you as our guest judge this year. So I'm now going to close our conversation by giving listeners some more information about the Design Writing Prize. We encourage design writers from around the world to submit entries. If you're writing in a language that is not English, we welcome submissions that have been translated into English. Although, as Priscilla has said, although we want entries to be translated into English, if you also wanted to submit a second copy in either Spanish or Portuguese this year, that would also be okay. I would also like to remind listeners that the deadline for entries is the 17th of May, 2023, by 1600 Greenwich Mean Time. Also, all of the information about the prize, including how to prepare and submit an entry, is on the Design History Society website at www.designhistorysociety.org. So it's been really fantastic talking to you, Priscilla. Thank you so much for joining me. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you, and we really look forward to reading this year's entries. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Fiona.